Welcome, everybody. March 2011, the 22nd. That's a lot of twos and a lot of ones. So we have the 11 in 2011 and two 11s in 20 in the 22. So this is definitely a day of mastery, spiritual mastery, the number 11, for everyone to step into. So with the two ones, we either have a choice to step into our mastery or to go it alone. The two parallel ones are to walk with each other and walk with spirit, to know that we're part of a whole, of a hologram, that our piece is important, or to for people to slip back into a consciousness of thinking that they're doing it alone, so they can feel isolated and lonely, or that they're the only ones in charge and they don't affect everybody else, so they can do what they want. So we're talking about the pendulum swinging from one direction to the other, and it's definitely a day to be aware of where the truth is. And the truth is, with all the 11s, is we're all in this together as we're experiencing from the nuclear reactors in Japan, the tsunamis, and the planetary changes that are happening right now. This is the moment to wake up spiritually with the spring equinox, the super full moon in Virgo, and day one of the universal consciousness, the ninth step of the Mayan calendar, which started March 9th. Let's talk for a minute about what the other day ones were according to the Mayan calendar, so we can get a sense of the power of this time and what we're actually working with. So this is probably, for us, definitely this time frame is, you could say, one of the most pivotal times, not only on Earth, but definitely in our lifetime, this last period of time, these last few days, and continuing on. So, day one of the cellular underworld of the Mayan calendar, the first step, 16.4 billion years ago, was the Big Bang, the creation of everything. Day one of the mammalian underworld, this is the second one, 820 million years ago, the first cells appeared. Day one of the familia underworld, the third step, the first monkeys appeared 41 million years ago. Then the tribal underworld, humans appeared. That was 2 million years ago. Day one, 102,000 years ago, the regional underworld, the Neanderthals appeared in South Africa. Then the national underworld, 5,125 years ago, Egypt, the Egyptians, the first dynasty, and the rise of Sumeria, the Sumerian culture. And what we have, the planetary underworld, 256 years, we have the beginning of industry, telegraph, and the beginning of the USA was in that time period. Then we had the galactic underworld, which is 12.8 years, and that's the one we just came out of. So we had the technology revolution. And we had now, as of March 9th, we have the beginning of the universal underworld, or the universal consciousness, and this is 234 days. And the beginning of this time period, we had the earthquake, the tsunami, and this nuclear crisis. So that can give you a little sense of what the importance of this time period is. So as we move into all the consciousness of these 11s, we know that we have to become aware that we're part of the hologram and that our peace matters, and that what's important to do is to step forward and have a voice, and for our voice to be heard. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that. And you can also think about what's happening for you and what information you're getting, and as you go through this process. We've been talking about the center of the Milky Way galaxy, that it's, we've been calling it a black hole or a birth canal, where these really high frequencies energies are coming through. And as they're coming through, they're bringing new information, and they're activating a whole new field of consciousness on the planet. And we are the carriers of that field. We are the containers of that field. And this week, this time, is a time of individuation and connection. So it's stepping more and more into what our vision of what our piece is of carrying this frequency on the planet, what our particular role is, and giving a voice to what we have to say and what we have to do on the planet at this time. And that's what was happening for me over the weekend during this super moon, during this super Virgo full super moon, super Virgo super full moon, yes, something like that. I was receiving a lot of information. I definitely was activated and received a vision of how to move forward. And I'm going to talk more about that in a minute. But so this full moon, this activation period that we had over the weekend was one of the most pivotal times of this 2011 year. This is the second of six super moons this year. That's a lot of super moons. So these super moons generate strong tugs on the Earth, as we see. They really pull on the ocean, the plates, and the energy grids, as we saw with the earthquake in Japan. So as this alignment happens, what happens is it causes a reduction in the Earth's magnetic field. It's kind of like switching channels, and so it allows us to access higher dimensions and new information. So you might have been getting a lot of new information. So these gateways, they're called cosmic gateways. There's times when these supermoons happen where these new channels are open. They're like gateways. And they've been times of ceremonies in ancient cultures. And I'm sure many of you celebrated the spring equinox also. And I know everybody's meditating and chanting. But this super moon and this period of time is really a time of an evolutionary challenge. So it's really a time of integration where humankind has to integrate the head and the heart and the body and the soul and matter and spirit. And Virgo is a sign of analyzing and logic, and it's also a sign of the Earth. So we really have to stop and think about what are we doing to the Earth? What have we been doing to the Earth? And can we take on this evolutionary challenge and become wiser in what we're doing and have rise up and have our voices be heard to stop the destruction on the Earth? And how can we work with the energy of the Earth, with our energy centers, with the energy centers of the Earth, to support the functioning of our own physical body on the Earth and the body of the Earth? So this is what's been happening on the Earth. It's definitely a wake-up call. Initially, in Paleolithic times, and we've been talking about the different steps on the Mayan calendars, mankind was dealing with the root chakra, and that's when humans lived as hunter-gatherers. And they were still connected with nature. They still felt part of nature. They didn't feel separate from nature. They felt dependent on nature. And then during the Neolithic times, agriculture was introduced, and this allowed people to have greater control of resources. And this was the second chakra. And then humankind moved into the third chakra, and this had to do with the development of personal will, or the feeling of power over that the ability to dominate nature. And so now we're moving out of that into the fourth chakra. So this period of time, this last couple of weeks, and from now forth, we're moving into the fourth chakra, which of course centers on the heart, as we know. And this allows people, allows us all to feel how we're connected, and allows us to feel the equality with nature and get back in tune with nature, realizing that we are dependent on the earth. And if we try to dominate the earth with something that's not healthy for the earth, there's consequences that are not going to be very good, that are going to actually be very destructive, as we saw with what's been happening in Japan. So this is what we've been dealing with, and we've had this full moon we had over the weekend was it formed a grand cross that aligned with the center of the Milky Way galaxy. And the center of the Milky Way galaxy, which is what we've been talking about, is an energy source that's millions of times larger and denser than the sun of our own Earth. And so it's a huge transmitter of all kinds of energies, gamma rays and X-rays and ultraviolet radiation. And this affects the electromagnetic field of the Earth and everybody on it. So if you've been feeling all kinds of intense feelings and intense emotions, know that we're moving into really powerful alignments with the core, the center core of the Milky Way galaxy. And this alignment amplifies everybody to move into these higher frequencies of heart-centered consciousness. And that's what we're doing. And we're moving into this with the awareness that we must have a voice. We must speak about what's going on. We must get back in connection with nature, with the planets, that Gaia, we are Gaia, and Gaia is us. This is what's happening. And we're moving so quickly, 20 times faster, evolution speeding up. And as we move into this speeded up time frame, it's time to get more centered within our own selves and our own power, and to get more connected with the power of what our contribution is as being not only 20 times faster, but 20 times more important for the feminine to have a voice, and for new mythologies of the feminine to come back onto the planet and to be refocused on the voice of Gaia, the voice of the feminine, the voice of the mother, the voice of the woman as mythology rather than the voice of the patriarchy. And so over the weekend, with these high-frequency energies beaming in, I definitely felt that I was receiving a transmission from Gaia, from the center of the Milky Way galaxy. And what I was getting is, as I said, this feeling of connection with this need to write a new story, to have a new mythology, to have new art, to have the awareness of new, old, whatever you want to call it, the awareness of archetypes that support the unity consciousness, support the connection with the earth, that we've learned to surrender our power to people that maybe don't know what they're doing, and they're creating things on the planet that aren't in harmony with nature. Therefore, the planet, with the nuclear reactors and everything, the planet is not in harmony with those. So they are basically being destroyed. So we're saying, how can we move back into unity, universal consciousness, which is the ninth step of the Mayan calendar? And so in my vision, and I felt this energy coming up from Gaia and coming through the core of the galactic center, in my vision, I just saw that we need to create new stories. And what I saw is creating a compilation of women's stories from the point of when you felt powerful, and the times when you felt your power was usurped or taken away, or you didn't know how to, when your voice was taken away, to reclaim your voice, for your voice to be heard. And so, you know, I'm inviting, if anybody on this call wants to start journaling from that point of view, and you can also look up on the internet, or if you have different books or things, about what energies you're feeling, what archetypical energies, what goddess energies maybe you're feeling, or god energies, whatever you want to call it, moving through you, moving through your body, that you feel are now directing you. Because this is all about resetting the frequency, the direction, so we can connect with the higher ascension frequency. So if we're at point A and we look around us and see there's many possible paths to go, right now we say, what story do we have to tell to recalibrate our frequencies so that the direction that we're headed is going to connect with these ascension frequencies, so we can move out of being a warring class zero planet floating somewhere isolated in space to a class one planet that's connected in unity, universal consciousness to the galaxy, so we're no longer isolated and headed down a path of destruction. So I invite you all to journal your own stories and throw in different archetypes or different ideas if you want, and look through that, where you feel personally empowered, where you feel you're contributing to destroying ignorance, where you feel that how you feel you've developed your spiritual forces, and how you feel you've risen from the suppression of negative influences, and how you've overcome that. So it was a very powerful vision. I felt very transformational energies for a couple days, and it's also connected with the spiritual pilgrimage as directed by the Kundalini that's rising now in the Andes, and it's been transferred from Tibet into the Andes, and this journey that Arita and I will be taking in a few days into the heart of the Mother in Ecuador. So I'm on a quest here. I'm on my own personal vision quest to be a conduit for allowing these frequencies to flow through me, and allowing each one of you to have a voice. And we'll compile a book, and we'll put them together, and there'll be stories for the new archetypes. And this is the vision that the Mother gave me, and it's so powerful, and I feel really excited. And things, I feel the speed up, and I'm connecting with people. Just talked with a lady in South Africa today, and talking with my friend that's from Istanbul, who's also working in Africa. So this is going to be an international collection, so we can connect as points on the globe, points of light all around the earth. And everybody on this call that's been working with these frequencies, you're all a part of it also. So while I'm gone for the next 2 weeks and beyond, of course, but since we won't be having calls, if I invite you to start journaling and jotting down your ideas, and then we can all talk more about this after I return, and we can even maybe have a special call that won't be recorded or anything, but where we're all just talking and synergizing about this. So that's what it is. It's bringing forth the voices of the new mythology to give people a blueprint of the future that we want to see happen. And so we're going to put the blueprint out there with our stories, with our voices, with our directions for others. And this is our intention. So this period of time, spring equinox, was the time to set our intention for the new year as we move into Aries, and we've just moved into Aries. So rather than January, this is our new year to set our intention for what we want on the earth. And so our intention is to align with the heart of the Mother, with the connection with nature, and to become connecting nodes for this unity consciousness. And this is what we're doing. So we're going to be connecting nodes with this unity consciousness for all beings on the planet. And with our mythology, with our blueprint, with our stories, it's going to be a direction. We're going to set the direction. We're going to align, like a tractor beam, we're going to align with the future of ascension that we want to ground in at this time. Okay, let's take a breath. Wow. Let's take a breath. Okay, good. So we've had Saturn. We've had Saturn transiting the U.S. And it's the time of a Saturn return for the U.S. And it's time for the U.S. to get out of forms that have been dysfunctional, dominator culture, dominator, and forms that don't work, that don't support nature. And this whole nuclear meltdown was basically manipulating the elementals on the planet. And so we need to really ask the question, should we have split matter? Should we have worked with the elementals, manipulated the Earth in this way? And we can look at the effects of that and say, maybe we need to recalibrate. And in our tractor beam to this heart-centered, survivable, and glorious future, we need to look, obviously, at new ways of generating power, new ways of working with energies so that they're sustainable and not destroying us. So we do have a Saturn return for the U.S., and it's time to look at how we've been manipulating nature and get back in harmony with nature. So the karma is coming up to be transformed into a higher path. It's a karmic crisis, and it's all happening at this day one. It's one of the day one events. We ran right into a pretty big karmic event. So this is some of the things that we're looking at. And so we're looking at setting this new direction with our mythology, and we're at the opening of this universal underworld, and the Earth herself, we see that the Earth herself is alive, and we see that Gaia is recalibrating, resetting her direction, like resetting a broken bone. So it's almost like part of her was broken and it got snapped back into place. That's what we're looking at. We're looking at getting into harmony with nature so we can live peacefully with the planet and not exploiting the planet and each other. So the Virgo full moon and the equinox and the spring equinox were events that hugely stimulated the elements on the planet, because the spring is the rebirth. So we're dealing with the elements and the elementals and plants going and flowers blooming. So how do we create an environment that where life can thrive? How do we get out of this karmic crisis so that we can support life and not be destroying life on the planet? Astrologically, we have we have Neptune in late degree of Aquarius, and we have this connected with an asteroid called Ceres. And Ceres is a goddess, and she has to do with, she's the goddess of growing, the goddess of the grain. So this means we need to look to what we can do, how we can connect with the mother and support the mother so that she can grow food for her children, so that she can be healthy, and so that she can be healed, and how we can heal her by spiritual approaches and by our wisdom. This is what we're looking at right now. And we're looking at Venus in Aquarius during this time. So that means how can we bring the gifts of love to support all of humanity, and how can we bring the gifts of the goddesses to bring healing? So these feminine aspects are coming back onto the planet, and this is the mythology that we're recreating at this time. So that's your assignment, and we can talk more about that, and I can clarify it more. But right now, I think we'll go ahead, and we'll go up the chakras and do our Rama Dasa meditation for the earth. So sitting cross-legged, palms up, arms out over the legs, and slightly pulling down on the wrists, and breathing deeply. And the ah sound, opening up your heart. And here we go. Very important, healing for Gaia. Thank you. We're going to chant a call for the people that left the planet. I was directed to do that, so here we go. People that left and the people that are still suffering that need our prayers and our guidance. And now we're going to do a few minutes of, I'm being directed to do a few minutes of our Das Pai for those people who are stuck in kind of a hopeless situation. And send them our prayers and blessings and a connection to get the healing and help that they need, whether it's food or blankets or whatever it is. Calling on Guru Amar Das.
Thank you.
everybody getting their needs met. And let it go. And slowly come back.